Welcome, friends, to the Dice Bar Gaming Podcast, an actual play tabletop role-playing game that uses the Pathfinder 1E rule set, an epic story that takes place in the dark fantasy world of Melhoran. Our heroes' trials and tribulations will have them brought face-to-face with demons, devils, angry spirits, the occult, and more. Brought together by mysterious circumstances that leaves them with more questions than answers, and an ever-present dark force that seems to be lurking in the shadows, forever seeking them. Hope you enjoy the show.
Oh night, by the faint firelight, come the fallen terrors to the gone ones' delight. O terrors, stretch your ropes till they swing, while all turns to dust for the end it will bring. O terrors, through the wailing and weeping, we see you with our burning bones and skin seeping. O terrors, can any know your master's desire? For none will live to see through your black fire.
Scary friends.
I was going to say ghost friends.
Hey, ghost friend.
What's up, Martian?
And oh, Marty the Martian tonight. All right, what's your serial killer name? I'm Maniacal Marty.
Never even thought of it before.
Yeah, I really haven't.
I'd be Robert the Reaper.
Robert the Reaper.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. Like, I had a guy at one of my workplaces call me Derek Manson. For the longest time.
Derek Manson.
Bobby the Dad.
Bobby the Bearded Butcher.
Bobby the Bearded Bearskin Butcher, and you're just a serial flasher. You're not even kidding.
Look at my studded tones, baby.
Everybody look at my dick. Anyway, happy Friday 13th, everybody.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
The Jade Manor. Woo! We even turned the lights down in here. I can't see shit. This is actually pretty awful.
I can't read character sheets.
I can't see anything.
That's why I have a tablet. I can see my character sheets.
Let's turn some lights on, actually. Practice. This is stupid.
Nah.
Are you scared? Nah. Are you scared, Marty?
Yeah. So to recap, you met cute little Lorana.
Alistar was too busy in a chess match. Oh, yeah, that's right. Who won? This won is what? Important.
The chess match.
The chess match. Between me and Igmar. Yeah.
Motherfucker, are you going to come out with me that
Yeah, that's... Right. I've been steaming about that for a week.
Recap, and then Igmar's going to beat that ass.
Okay, right? Fair enough.
So, but Igmar's going to put you in your place, bitch. So, quick recap. You started off visiting the witch, a very brief conversation with her. You, as usual,
she didn't cackle at all. That's terrible.
And just kind of like gave you some porridge and sent you on your way.
It was good.
Almost though, like right? She knew, like, I'm never going to see them again.
Hey, as the last meal goes, it sucked.
She's going to be like, they'll be back tomorrow for lunch.
So there's a plan. Take out the Carver Manor. But first, you guys need a way through the underbelly of the beast, so to speak, of Carver Manor. And to do this, you need to help Lorana.
We need to go to a haunted house.
And you're not even sure the connection between Lorana. Yeah, you have zero idea of the connection between Lorana and Salarissa. Lorana Hat, she did say she feeds a homeless girl wearing tattered dresses in the alley. Maybe it's simple kindness. pay it forward kind of thing. I know that's a foreign thing to you, soulless bastards, but maybe that's...
I do selfless acts every day. Alistair gets to wake up
I wasn't every speaking day. About your great characters. I'm speaking about your soulless actual persons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, true. I'm very nice. I still let Derek wake up every day.
Aw. I'll just wake up in my country of USA of America, motherfucker.
You liberal bastard.
I'll let you breathe my free air, motherfucker.
But no, we need to do the roll-off for the chess game.
All right. Yep. Calm the fuck down, everybody, with the chess game. Who cares? I'm going to crush him. All right? Igmar's been, don't you roll. I see you. You don't even have a dice to roll. It's not a 20. Put it down.
What? This is the dice I'm going to roll.
That's not it.
Yes, it is.
Put it down.
Like, take a look.
I see it's a 10.
Yeah, what if he says it's a six-sided?
You start traveling out into the frontier for the Jade Manor. And it's perfect for Friday the 13th because you guys are about to be mind-fucked. Does anybody have anything before I start this chess match ass whipping, which there was nothing. I don't even worry about losing.
Do we need to carry protection?
You should always carry protection, Bubby.
Are we going to get spiritual STDs?
I have my
Walter
PP30K, baby.
You guys did your shopping and everything you needed to do beforehand. You guys are just going to march on out. The only thing we needed to do retcon is this match of wits.
It's battle of wits. It's a good thing it's not against Marty.
To kick this session
off.
He'd
be unarmed.
Son of a bitch. You know what? His bonus just went up. Because fuck you, that's why. He's hard to read. You see his little beady eyes behind giant
dwarf
bushy.
Beard.
No, eyebrows. Like his eyebrows are ridiculous. And he just scratches his beard heavily as every move goes by. But you're playing speed chess.
I scratch my chin jealously.
The dude uses both hands when he moves his pieces. Like, he'll go with right hand with one, a left hand with another move, next move.
Don't you?
Right hand, left hand. That dude is amphibious.
Well.
Swear. No, you know, it's the most insulting thing. To get off on another tangent is when I use that joke. I'm like, hey, the dude can use both hands. You know, I say this at work and he's amphibious and people will look at me in a dead soul of my eyes and correct me. It's ambidextrous. And it's just nothing makes me feel dumber because this dude or woman was like, this dude is dumb enough that he thinks it's amphibious.
It's like,
and it's just my morale just like crushes. I'm like, it's like I just rolled a natural on my morale. I'm just like,
you rolled a one on your sarcasm check.
Yeah, like, I actually stopped using that joke because this is not even a one time thing. This is me like saying this joke multiple times, and people are like, you know, it's amphibious, right? And they're dead ass.
They said it's amphibious.
They're ambidextrous, right? And I'm like. Never mind.
I think if you do quotations when you say it, it'll come across better.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't have to, but apparently I'm that much of a moron.
Wait, saying amphibious super sarcastically, that's not...
No, but the thing is when I usually use the joke, I don't try to say it sarcastically. I just say, yeah, I use both hands, I'm amphibious. I say it in like a realistic voice, but it's so dumb...
You just figure that
like,
they'll...
It should be obvious.
It should be hilarious, but yeah, everybody takes him serious.
Yeah. And, okay, so you and should, it makes me feel bad.
You know what? If they do that next time to just get back at them, just look at them and go, really? I didn't know that.
I'm too busy feeling bad for myself.
All right. We doing this roll off for this dice
game. All right, Jesus. I'm trying to delay because I know he's going to roll like a
So next time, just say all the frogs and stuff like that are ambidextrous.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, let's roll this. You stupid 97. Right. I'm sure you're going to get because you're dumb.
65.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a tie.
How should the 69 rule apply?
Well, technically, I added up to a 69 if I get to add my intelligence.
Really?
Yeah.
I added up to a 69.
Yeah, I rolled the 65 bonus. Plus 4, so 69.
You just rolled 269.
I think you two should get a hotel room.
I think,
what the hell is the...
I think we just...
Yeah.
269s. And we're children. Yes, that's the best roll. So I don't have a natural 69, which I would have crushed you on. But yeah. My bonus brought me to a 69. And your bonus brought you to a 69. So I feel this is an an unresolved sexual position where nobody gets satisfaction and it's just taking too long.
So it's
you're dancing around the board and it's time to go.
Yeah.
I think we should wait and continue that.
That is another
roll off later.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. I'm amphibious. Nice. I can do two things at once.
No, I understand.
All right, so, like, the most sexual piece on a chessboard is the queen.
Whoa, we are equal opportunity, maybe it's the king.
I'm
into bishops, they're into other things.
Okay.
I don't know how much of this I have to edit out. I don't know where I'm going to be, like,
all right.
non-drunk Marty's going to go, ooh.
All right, so, I don't know. Like, I really think that we should roll again and at least give you some B footage that you can use for that.
We're going to put this down.
All right, so.
And you might die in this manner and then never get, the game never gets taken care of.
Never have chest blue balls.
Can you guys, you see this poor dwarf, like. 30 years from now, and he's just waiting for his friend.
It was the greatest game ever.
No, he's waiting for his friend to return to finish the game.
Brings a tear to the eye.
Nobody pays him any mind. He's just a dwarf everybody ignores.
Just a lonely dwarf.
And his friend hasn't come back yet.
From the cursed giant manor.
All right, so after this game gets unresolved, your friends... Seriously, you tried to, like, speed chess it way through, and you guys are just masterfully moving around the board. And it's getting into
it's equal pieces lost, everything.
Everything's equal balanced across the board. So next rolls will be, I mean, it's 269s, man. This is, you're not even sure how to end this match because you see your friends waiting for you. And,
hey, Alistair, you about ready?
Good game. We'll call it your victory,
end, right?
Oh, you need to end the game? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we need to end this game. We're...
Okay. Both queens down. Let's go.
Oh. Hold on. And he starts writing down the position. he gives you a shake.
All right. Well, we'll finish it later.
Good luck in the Fortress of Evil.
Do you want to go with us?
And make it easy?
No.
And you guys start.
Marty heading. Just didn't want to give us any extra help.
Not at that level. This is the motherfucker that scares LaRoche.
I know. Yeah. That's the whole point.
Hey, can we hire you to go into Carver's mansion when we get back? Yeah. Thank you. Have a great day. We'll see you later.
Anyhow, let's go play in a haunted mansion.
Right. Yes.
That seems like a terribly good idea.
So, do you remember when I described the land? As you approach town, there's like a farming area, like where the kind of the town Quigley, gets yeah. there, that gets mm-hmm. their produce and such. As you guys proceed on a rutted trail, there's corn to your right and to your left, and you see people approaching you as you're heading out into the country.
What do these people look like?
As they get closer, you see a wagon. You hear the clanking of glasses and such, and
it's
you see
the Stone family.
You know what, Bobby? Here you go, buddy. Pew, boon. As you see.
Thank you.
Sager leading a pony. Sorry, a donkey with his wife and his kids on there. They look downtrodden. They're kind of going down the path, heading towards the town. And they look up at you. And you see Sager.
Sager
is played by John Candy. He's the very first NPC you guys met in mm-hmm. this.
Sager, it's so good to see you again.
Guys! Sager. And he runs kind of like in his best way he can to you guys. And who's the first to get to him?
Strom is.
All right. Strom hugs him. Hugs him hard and hugs him fast. Guys! Hey! And he gives each of you the Beastmaster. You know, the...
kind of sad
he looks,
look.
He's when... got, he looks like he hasn't slept in a long time. Some of you are guessing why he's on this road to town.
Yuri actually starts tearing up a little bit.
Hey, it's good to see you. His boy has, you know, the very first hero complex of you guys is looking at you guys.
I give him a hug, man. He needs a hug.
Yep.
Oh. Yes.
We are sorry.
I feel like this is fate, so I should ask you. May I ask something personal?
Of course.
Yes.
Is her death somehow involved with me helping you guys get in touch with her?
Not at all.
I do not believe so.
It is nothing you need to feel guilty for.
They may not believe that.
I believe what I just said. But if you listen closely, yeah. I lied to
him. I'm going to roll. Okay. I thank the gods. I've been worrying this whole time. I sent my cousin to her death. I knew you were dangerous people. Some people have danger. Just follows them. I understood that. I had a brother once. Long gone war. Yeah. Died of Strawberry Hill. But he followed what he felt was an adventurous life too.
So what are you doing in town?
Tia's... I thought you would have known. Tia's funeral's in a few days.
Something big is about to go down.
Not surprising with you guys.
Actually, it involves the entire city and the surrounding area.
Again, I am not surprised, my friends.
Could I please request you to take her belongings and go home as soon as possible?
Sure. I heard things were horrific. Nobody would tell me exactly what happened. He nods at his family and he kind of gently escorts you guys away from them.
Yeah.
Can you be honest with me? What happened to her? And please, I have a lot of everybody's related here and they're all pulling their punches. I'm not saying be brutal, but what happened?
Sigar, I will not mince the truth. Shortly after we moved into our apartment from her cavern that she was so gracious to let us stay in, let us drink at, she was eviscerated in a horrible way.
Okay. Is it part of those... that unnatural thing in the wood?
It seemed to be.
Much worse.
Okay.
But whatever...
And you know what? In little tears well up his eye. You're bringing him down. I know that. I have no idea what's happening, but I know you're involved. I have nothing much to give. And he goes over to his cart and he comes back with two of his... Remember his brandies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers this in after you have brought justice to her name, please. He's handing you guys the bottles.
Strom takes one.
I know you don't have to tell me. You're involved in things beyond me. I'm just a simple farmer with a simple life.
Once this is all over, we promise to come have a drink with you.
Please,
more.
Let me host you before... I knew from... I told my wife many times, he mentions to his family, you guys are destined to be off this island in no time flat. But can I be your last stop before you head out of here?
Of course.
Yes.
My friends. John Candy smile. He offers his hand to each of you.
Strom takes it.
Big old arm grab, handshake.
You saved my child. My boy.
And we'd do it again.
I'm afraid he wants to be an adventurer himself. He's been practicing with a blade that I purchased for. I shouldn't have done it, but I have. Your life is not something I would ever dream to try to follow. My brother had many demons, and he only fought in one war.
Given the chance, once this is all over with and before we leave, I will train your son how to correctly use the weapon. That way he may be able to defend himself properly.
I'm going to hold you to that, Strom. He gives you that wink.
I'm going to go up and give his son a little fist bump.
All right.
Be good and respect your father. What was the name of your brother at Strawberry Hill?
Carden.
About when was this?
My Strawberry Hill is over 20 years ago. He was 14 when he fought in a fight. All of them were boys. But he told me a lot of the war stories before he drowned himself in a bottle.
Did he ever mention LaRoche?
You know of him?
Yeah.
The captain. Yeah, I've heard of him.
What was he like during the war?
I mean, my brother talked about the he didn't call him LaRoche. That was, for my brother, a sin. But the captain, yeah. Of course I've heard of him. Understand, they were conscripts fighting for the elves. Recruited, or drafted, I should say. Humans didn't hold officer ranks in their army, and they still don't to this day. But he called him the captain nevertheless, because after all the elven soldiers died, he took charge of those men. He was the commander of Strawberry Hill in the end.
What do you mean in the end?
Most of those boys either starved to death, died. I mean, we've all heard the stories of the 100 holding against thousands. Mm-hmm. That's that one. It's the one. It's the pinnacle of all those. Strawberry Hill. They held out for, I think, damn near 2 years. Ate rats. Each other. All abandoned by their people that drafted them. But they held out because they knew if the forces got past them, it would be their families on the chopping block. Most of them came back to nothing, a world that forgot their existence and moved on.
Did the captain have family?
I don't know. My brother he spoke to the guy like he was a god. I mean, I don't know what happened to that. How do you even know that name?
Get around.
Huh. All right.
Be careful of the Silvermen.
But yeah, I wouldn't mess with those guys. What's that have to do with it?
Nothing. Just, obviously be careful of the Silvermen. All right. Things are heating up in town.
I hear they rape your fields and burn your women. I mean, I'm not messing with them.
Yeah.
He smiles.
It's a good way to get a field plowed.
Slaps you hard in the back. Enjoy that brandy.
Thank you.
We will. Once.
Where are you heading anyway?
Jade Mansion.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Is it really that bad? Time we've gotten...
All right, you know what? Jump in the cart. Come back with me. Come to his funeral.
We can't.
Don't go there.
No.
It's something we have to do.
We have to do this.
You want us to finish our deed that you know we are doing? This is part of that.
By the gods, why?
To solidify.
For adventurers.
So.
This is
why you're not doing this. He points at his child. So we tell two stories in these parts. One of Carver's Manor. When that one runs out, and the effect runs off to get them to sleep, my children, we go to Jade Manor, or vice versa. They're two of the worst places in this area. I've told you what this place is like. We border the land of the dead. You're not going to know the difference there.
He purrs whenever he's a little nervous. Don't worry about it.
He throws a big ball of yarn. <goes
off. laughs> We have to go here for this to solidify our best chance at defeating Carver.
You're my friends. And
have a little more faith in us.
I do. Oh, you know what?
We got two funerals
in 3 days. You will be there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Just think.
He's looking around, actually.
He's Kernan.
Where's Torad?
The heavy
heart. Hopefully
in
a better place.
We'll have to take you to him.
Oh, no.
Do not worry. The view is nice. The tree is beautiful.
After Tia's funeral, may I say some words over his grave and you show me where it is?
Of course. Yes.
He helped around the farm. Most of you slept during his time. He had a rough day. This is nothing against you, but he woke up early. And he helped my boy. He even showed him the few things I didn't even know about the farm. He had a heart close to the earth itself.
We know this. And it pains us more than anything to see our own comrade go the way he had to go. He did it to protect everybody. And now what we're doing now is a reflection of him and his great deeds to protect everyone.
Okay. All right. Okay. In a few days?
In a few days.
All right. A few days.
I'm going to stay with some family there in town. I'll be there. Seek me out. Just don't stay at Jade Manor overnight, all right? Only an idiot would do that.
I was going to say,
my neck makes the squeaky noise as I turn my head to them. Like, are we going to stay overnight?
10 minutes from midnight is the only time we'll be able to find the necklace.
Well, it means we only have 2 hours.
You guys are only catching up with Sagar maybe 20 minutes outside of town. So the false light's coming down, like there's a little red hue to the sun. You guys are not going to get there till around 10:30 at night, guessing.
So we will have an hour and a half on one assumption, or we're going to be early and we're only going to have 10 minutes is the second assumption.
Yes. So as you guys pull out, to remind... pull out. Maybe more of us should have done that out of others. But,
I'm just plowing a field. It doesn't matter.
As you guys out from this interaction, Bobby, you got a boon.
Yep.
To remind everybody, that's a you can roll 2d20s on anything you want, but as long as you do it beforehand, any check, attack, whatever, save you want to do. Or you can give me, I have to roll 2d20s and take the lowest. But that was a good one. You have 2 right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think everybody else has 1.
Yes.
And I also
Have you stacked up? Because it's every 6 you get 1, right?
No, it's every 5.
I am on 9. However, minus 5, I am on 4. So the next one, I get another one against you. So for everyone listening at home, for every 5 boons they use, I get 1 against them. So the next one that is used, I'll have 1. And the last one I used was in the church against Strom for him to detect evil.
Oh, yeah.
And find the shield.
There was a non-detection of you not seeing it, and it carried over. That's why you couldn't see anything the next time you went there.
Makes sense, actually.
But on the boon association, I can also give my boon to another player.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. All right. You head out, going through the farmlands as the... You can even remember the road weird enough for the smarter of the group of you guys, whoever does and doesn't. I'm not going to judge. Zero judgment over here. I am amphibious, not... I am not a psychic.
Nom, 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 nom.
And as you head down, there's luscious crops on either side. And as you go further and further, the crops start to wither. Russia, salt of the earth, like, we're going to burn everything behind us. Nothing's going to grow in this land
forever
kind of land as the sun is set. And you see there's zero light out here from the city or anything else. and it's just a full pot, can pop solar system. You see, oh, there's a can pop solar system, you know, right there.
It's the little
Red You're Bull. Pretty far north, in fact, and you see what we would call in our world an aurora borealis, kind of a little bit.
Nice.
Fading out as the night. Cool breeze hits you in the face. And you guys are kind of on this lonely road. I picture it, the four of you, kind of looking up at, you know, nothing to the right and left of you, just these little rolling hills with ungrown crops and this beautiful sky above you. And you're just alone for the first time, the four of you, in a long time.
Strom is looking at the night sky, just amazed. You know, he's walking forward, he's kind of doing like a circle turn as he's walking forward, then backwards, looking at all the angles of this beautiful night lights he's never seen before. And he's just captivated by it.
The realm of the monsters is underground.
So my eyes are already glowing like they do yours.
I said, so his home world's right below us?
Yes.
That I did not know.
And she looks up.
Strom looks up, just amazed, smiling, grinning from teeth to teeth.
There's actually quite a bit of light. I can see then. I keep walking down the path.
You keep walking. They're not moving.
Yeah. Gotta get this done.
Oh. Yuri holds out his hand. Would you like a dance?
Sure.
In the breeze?
She takes her hand.
I don't know if I'm good enough, but I'll try.
You roll? What type of dance here?
Just a slow, like, wannabe miniature waltz. Like one or two little spins, but basically just a slow dance.
You dance with her slowly, and you guys are... Strom's...
I stop.
They're having a moment back there.
I got the little strange look on my face, like, oddly cool.
Just go with it.
I am.
She's beautiful, Strom.
just keep going.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
she
night.
She puts her head on your shoulder, Yuri. This is nice.
The song does continue.
This is the first innocent moment we've had since we've woken up.
Yes. Here, say, kind of in your chest. She grabs Strom and brings him into this little... She holds you all.
Strom hugs everybody.
It's a three-way hug over there. Alistair's outside of it.
Waving like this for Alistair.
And turn around.
Can you give me a moment?
Yes.
All right, motherfucker, you're trying to dodge. Ooh, a 19 to hit.
Well, yeah, you hit me.
A rock hits you. Ow! God, like, right in the back.
All right, I can't move in then.
I'll throw another one.
Run fairly fast.
Everybody get in! Ah! And they're running after you. They're running. Get him! He'll get tired. She gives up after that.
All right. Go back to walking.
We're actually laughing. Yeah, this is... A feel-good, a vibrant moment of just feel-good.
All right.
We haven't had this. It's funny.
Like, Strom was running, was his back toward the arch, his hands up in, like, claw-like position, running forward the entire time.
It's like those cartoons that people are just teetotally terrified, and they run, like, Shaggy, and they're like, ah! But,
So there's a few moments of levity, you know, the however much you want to give into it or not. And as you proceed another 15 minutes, you do learn, however, that Bevmore does have a high knowledge of the folklore of astrology. She's like, that is the great bear. See how it grabs. And then she's like going over some stories and things like that.
Strom's totally into it.
Well, what about the can pop over here? Is that the little pop. Red Bull?
See, the can pop is skeet, skeet, skeet all over everything else because it is amazing.
I see the little Red Bull and the big Red Bull.
The one thing, and this is my dad pointed this out to me. That's near the time of the year. This is very rare, actually. You see that bright star to our right here, which is north, and the bright side to the south, right?
Yes.
Those are the tips.
and you bring it into the center, you see this long line of stars lining up. They're actually not stars. They're pieces of the moon reflecting from the sun, but they look like stars. And they're making a vertebrae, right?
Yes.
You see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So right vertebrae up. They call that the Raven. And it only comes every couple millennia.
Why was it called the Raven?
His wings aren't fully spread, right? What it said is this constellation will envelop the whole world eventually. And it will come from horizon to horizon, and none can escape its grasp.
Does this correlate with the moon's aligning?
I think eventually the moon's going to come out.
But would it be a straight vertebrae then?
No, the moon's a broken moon.
Mm-hmm.
The shattered moon. The shattered moon, the one that must be healed, will be coming out on the horizon soon. And in the next few days. That is actually kind of interesting.
Because they fully line up tomorrow night, correct? Yes.
The Raven's head will be where the moon is, and everything will line up. And as the moons come together, it'll almost be a blackout of its broken pieces as a timer across the constellation.
Imagine like a ring around the normally around the everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Almost imagine blacking out of parts of the ring until it finally gets, like almost like a timer, until it gets to the moon.
Wow. We have a deadline. We have an astrological deadline.
What?
Holy.
What are you talking about?
Tomorrow's...
Day after tomorrow. You have two nights. Day after tomorrow, you have two nights.
You said the moons will black out. And as it comes up, every piece is disappearing till the moon hits the top.
Mm-hmm.
The whole spine will be gone, correct?
Oh, yes. The Raven will disappear.
Or it'll be free.
But that's not pleasant.
What is the myth behind the Raven?
The Raven is our reckoning that we deserve. The betrayal of mortal kind.
I think there's more to behind us.
It's our reckoning because we're sons and daughters of the Azulian Empire, not because of anything we deserve. The Raven King comes for us all in the end, or so it's said.
Says who?
I stop and turn. So, Zyferel was one of the greatest generals of Azul. But a certain amount of hierarchy in the Azulian Empire, some of the centralists you could call them, understand that as the Empire grew, it spread. So Zyferel was a particularly powerful wizard. He was a talented psionicist as well, which put him outside of the hierarchy of Azul. Had he not been, and had he not married a very, very powerful, probably the most powerful psionicist in history, he might have been their emperor. He was that beloved. But he was also a wise enough man to know that if he stepped away from the center, he might live in peace, but they wouldn't allow it. And so they branded him a traitor. They killed his wife in a horrific way. And he vowed revenge, and he took it for a time. But stricken with grief, he was never as sharp. And they, in the end, defeated him. But it said that they merely scattered him. And that one day, he'll put himself back together. And he'll come, and he'll take his revenge.
What's his wife's name?
Talena Rell.
Talena Rell.
The Raven Queen. Queen of Crows. It's a sad tale.
When you say they separated him or split him apart or...
It's, understand that Azulian is a tongue of two parts. High Azulian is written first, but inscribed with magic second. It takes, to properly decipher it for us wizards nowadays, it takes a comprehend language. You can't merely read High Azulian. You can read its symbols and you can get a rough idea, but without an understanding of them, it's hard to decipher what the meaning of a word is. So there's various interpretations how he was defeated. But generally, it's called the scattering. And there is sometimes a connotation that his soul was broken into pieces. But they knew that it wouldn't last forever.
So they would need some kind of containment to keep his soul separated.
No, they couldn't contain it. So they had to shatter it.
That's what I mean. They shattered it in pieces, so they need stuff to put its pieces in, correct? Was that like a sepulcher or something?
That's the thing. Bit. Like, no one should be able to survive it. Having your soul shattered should never...
Is it that strong?
I don't know.
I, like, got this icky sick feeling in my gut now.
I was just talking about the constellation, and you made me pee a little bit.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, Bimora.
Oh, look. A farm. With the moon kind of starting to rise up. The shattered one as is. So what always trails the moon is its rings that go around it. The big one. It's shattered into, you know, 70% of it's still intact, but the other 30 aligns your plane with the ring. With the larger pieces around the actual moon. It's much like ours in color. You know, gray, like various shades of gray. Not much to it as it's kind of rising up, coming over the rolling hills of farmland you guys are looking at. And silhouetted between the moon and you guys is a large-looking house.
So it's got this moon in the back.
You're saying the silhouette of the moon. I thought she's going to be like, there's this large hulking beast. And I'm like, I can't run.
Maybe you saw a hulking beast and then it disappeared.
No, it turned into a house. And I'm like,
it's unassuming.
Unassuming.
Like it's unremarkable.
Yeah.
As you guys get closer and closer to it, it is large. It is three tiers or so high, old gray, bricked, and wood. But otherwise, all the windows have been shattered out. You see the roof is caved in from age. Ivies and other things have grown in on it.
So do we wait for the appointed time?
As you guys are getting closer, you see some glowing embers in front of the house.
Detect evil as I go up.
The embers are so evil.
Fire is not evil, and nothing evil is in presence here.
He's at it again.
Yeah, he's paranoid.
Everything's evil.
It looks like teenagers have busted out all the windows. You see people have painted, like, funny figures on the walls outside and things like that on the house.
Test of courage, I guess.
You see people sign their names and the wood and stuff like that. But that's a perusal of the house real quick, and then you go back to the embers and you see them glowing. Yeah, a stench comes into your nostrils as you get close to it of BO and shit.
Oh.
Do I see a heart mark with Jason loves Michael Myers?
Can you have like a reoccurring prestidigitation in our nostrils to get rid of the smell?
No. As you get closer, you see just junk everywhere. Somebody's eating from like food and refuse are everywhere. Whatever these things were that were here, shit in their own camp. Yeah. Had no problems with it. And
teenagers.
Teenagers. And you look, and yeah, it's like local knowledge.
Natural 15.
All right, it's enough. That's it. Goblins. Looking at a little goblin camp.
Goblins.
And it's nighttime. So that means they're probably out hunting.
They probably just know to clear out when it gets late.
That, and we're also loud, so maybe the herd is coming.
And survival check for whoever has survival.
Bethmora!
Bethmora. They're going into the house. She points. You don't have to roll.
Okay.
If you got it. I rolled faster than you. She looks at their... Whoever's here went to... A little teeny tiny... Oh, look at the little feet. Yeah, tiny, tiny little feet. They went into the house.
Goblins.
The Raiden. Wait. Is this the Jade Mansion?
I don't know. Let me check my GPS.
is there anything on it that says Jade? Like, is there like
a... So there looked like there used to be like, you know, the family crest. A lot of them like crest outside of a house. Like, yeah. Hey, because this is a very nice house in this day. But anybody seen a...
I go to cop mode fleshlight, so I'm like holding it.
There's a big old dick spray painted on something. You can't really tell what this used to be. But somebody spray painted it.
Holy crap, they got spray paint.
I'm going to assume this is...
Hold on a second. I need to look up prestidigitation, see if I can pull that stuff off of there. I mean, it's paint.
It's carved into it.
It's carved into it.
Yeah, okay. Big old dick carved into the wood.
He said spray paint. I was
like, yeah, that's not real spray paint. Yeah.
So maybe this is Carver's first mansion.
it is carved into it. And whatever nameplate was on there at one time, it's probably worth, like, you know, usually those kind of things are in brass or whatever.
Gotcha.
Somebody pulled that off long ago and then put a big old shafty, vanny bastard on there. It's kind of glorious.
So if we remember the directions that we're given, does this feel like it's the right place?
Yep.
Does it look a little spooky?
It looks like a broken down house to me. Should we wait outside until the appropriate time or go in?
There is a red brick wall all around it. Probably from the foundation of the house to the wall is about 40 feet. And then all around 40 feet around the whole manor is this wall that's maybe 5 foot tall with a pillar in it every 20 foot with wrought iron.
Does it have like a gate somewhere?
Yeah, but it's long since been stolen.
Okay.
Wow.
So walk through the passageway to the gate.
We've all been teenagers, right?
Yeah.
You know that weird house that you looked at when you were kids?
That everybody is stolen stuff from. Yep. All the windows are gone.
You were looking at that.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of what I thought, too.
It's the house that's right across the street from mine in real life. But it's small.
It smells like, as you guys get closer to the house, kind of smells heavy of urine, vomit, and disappointment.
So
a lot of virginities have been stolen in this place.
Wow.
So I think until the appropriate time, this is just going to be a normal house. I'm like shining my light through the windows.
And yeah, the door is off its hinges. There's not even doors have been stolen.
Yeah. So it, I mean, it looks normal in there.
Are you going in the house?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You go in. Your feet crackle with the broken sounds of glass.
I'm careful not to cut my feet on anything, but...
You hear, "Hey, baby, is this one time?" From the back of the house.
Shh, I think there's teenagers in here.
Come on, baby.
I'm gonna roll a stealth check. Oh, it's terrible.
Mine's not so good either. What did you get?
I got a 3 plus my dexterity. That's a 5.
Okay.
I'm creeping up on some teenagers.
Right. I'm so bad.
Boom! What is that?
Don't worry, baby.
Oh!
What was that?
No, 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 no. Ignore them.
What was that?
No.
Magic wheel.
I'm out of here.
You hear like the clanking of things, and you see a form run out. Look, you guys, and they run out the back, and two figures run out the back. As the teenagers run out the back, you guys are kind of like, you got them. You got a good all that shit. And everything is kind of quiet, and now you're kind of just bored. This house has been gutted. As I said, probably 1,000 virginities have been lost here, or it's been a dare to tag the house and run kind of deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't shine a black light in there. Strong, go pull out your sword in there. I mean, it's going to be hilarious.
Bevmora is looking at the ground.
Look at the ground with her?
You just see a bunch of glass and broken and feces and used condoms.
Okay, so
I got a survival check.
Then roll it, bitch.
Okay, so Alistair,
he didn't say
sees Bevmora staring at the ground, and he's like, oh, there she goes again. I'm bored too, so I understand.
Not bad. 23.
Okay, you look at the same thing as she does. You see the little goblin tracks in here looking around. You see them, like, walking around. Then it's almost like somebody took a line, drew it across the hallway that you guys are standing, and the tracks stop abruptly. Huh. That is weird.
I pull out my katana.
So what do we see under black light?
There is no black light. It's just sitting there.
But purple glow.
It doesn't glow purple unless there are things about it.
Oh, we need a demon.
No.
It's like
there's
like a Jackson Pollock painting in here.
There's no semen in you. No demon. I said demon. Yeah, but there is semen in you. Yeah. But there is a demon also in me. Now you see nothing. Your sword is not.
I mean, if the sword's not doing anything, I just put it right back into my bracer and I'll be like, yep, this place is good.
Okay.
So it doesn't glow purple all the time?
It has always a faint glow of purple. It only gets stronger as other things.
You can see purple upon the blade.
Okay. But it's not casting enough light to...
There's no aura about it.
There's no aura about it that we could use to detect demons. Semen?
No. No semen's here.
So
far.
So the spot that Yuri and Bivmore are checking out.
It abrupt end.
Only on the tracks?
Imagine a bunch of footprints going down a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And the hallway is littered with glass and refuse, cracked rock. It's easy to track. You can see the feet of people walking. And abruptly, like you almost draw a line, the feet stop.
Where the line is drawn... Is it just the footprints, or is the glass disappeared? Just the footprints.
So you guys, you haven't shared any of this, right? So
we're still looking at it.
I'm just kind of leaning back against the post. So do we want to search the house beforehand to see if we can find this locket anywhere? Do you got to find the path memorized? Find the path to this jewelry? Probably not.
Actually, no. She didn't tell me an exact path, but...
Did she tell you what the jewelry looked like?
Yes, I've got... it's a 3-heart locket, a large heart in the middle with 2 small ones on the side.
Well, like about big... How big is the large heart?
Say 2 inches.
Oh, yeah. Somebody would have found that. I think this is a lost cause, guys.
Actually, she said the locket from our witch in the woods... can only be found 10 till midnight.
Wait, the witch in the woods sent them?
Yes. She is also friends with the witch.
Oh. Fuck. Fuck!
That's why she's never come to the house. Because it can only be found 10 till midnight.
Maybe that witch is making a joke?
10 p.m. I don't know. She's not made a joke with us yet. She's been expecting everything. So
I believe she's not joking about this one.
So it's either 10 p.m. to midnight, or it's 10 minutes till midnight. So we either got a 2-hour window or a 10-minute window. I'm not sure which one.
Where is it? What time is it now, do I think? I mean...
You have survival?
No.
I do.
I just want to rub in that there's a skill you don't have. No.
You can roll it. I'm chained, motherfucker.
12.
Untrained.
I'm a chain, motherfucker.
You can't chain me.
Chrome has a 21 for a survival check.
It's 11?
Ish. 11.
Oh, I made that. I know what time it is.
What are you rolling again for?
Ish. 11 ish.
Okay.
Well, if nothing strange is going on, why don't we get to know some of this manor real quick? We got time.
I say we go in pairs, just to be safe.
Yeah,
there might be.
I got Beth Nora. I don't have survival, so. You know, you guys.
I say let Beth Moore.
Let's say a tank with each.
From below, you guys.
Oh no!
Oh boy!
Is the floor getting soft?
No. It's not directly below you guys, but you're kind of in the middle of the house, and you hear. Getting closer.
I shine my flashlight out.
Get my weapon ready.
I pulled my katana out.
Like under the stairs. And the door opens. Hey guys, kind of dark in here. Guys? I'm alone down here. As you hear the sound of Torad begging for help. And we'll see what happens next time.
God damn it.
Actually, in about 10 minutes, because we're going to go along with a double episode.